News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
We're here for a good time.
Well, that music's playing, so it must be Thursday at noon. So welcome to Thursday's local radio hour. I am your host, David Keyes, with Pat Murphy riding shotgun today.
Good day, sir. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. In fact, if you look around this room right now, we see clowns dressed up. We have, it's everybody dressed up today for Halloween around here.
We got a guy who dressed up like the mayor.
The mayor.
We got a guy who dressed up like the mayor.
Who would have thought? The rimmed glasses, the studious look, you know, the serious look. But now he's smiling.
Button shirt, so.
It's all really good. So, got a great show today, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, we're going to talk about trivia with Toshi a little bit from Connie's. He'll be here. That'll be a lot of fun to know about him. He does yoga, I hear now, too, like across the street.
Not at the same time. Not at the same time.
No. That would be, you never know.
Morning yoga, evening. Connie's. And other things. Things are going to be coming up. Cribbage,
I hear they're moving things around.
Yeah, they are.
We'll talk about that later. Let's do it that way. That'd be great. And then in our second slot will be Mayor Jeremy Grimm. The city has a plan on Tuesday's ballot to address some serious concerns around town. 1% tax is up again to be discussed, and he's going to give it his best shot here to tell us why perhaps it should be done, or maybe why people wouldn't vote for that. I don't know, but he's going to tell us a couple reasons, maybe why, with street stuff going on and all sorts of stuff. It's a important time. I think the voting turnout's going to be really high this year. You know, throw it in with the presidential year and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of people, which is good. I mean, it's representative that way for sure. And then last but not least, one of our favorite area businesses will be here, the Rusty Trunk,
yes,
which is now in Bonner's Ferry and, I guess, Ponderay, and doing great things. And I bet you could find some Christmas ideas there, too, if you really looked around a bit. What do you think, Pat?
I love the Rusty Trunk. I haven't been to the Bonner's Ferry location, but I do love the Rusty Trunk. And Christmas ideas, usually after Halloween. I start thinking about it in early November.
Well, you're way behind, because if you go to any big store right now, they already have all the Christmas stuff up.
Gosh, it's crazy. Horrible. When I see Christmas stuff in October,
I think July.
Annoying.
In Costco, it was crazy down there, for sure. Well, and again, we want to thank you, too, for tuning in on 97.1 and streaming 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So anytime you want, day or night, to come back and relive this moment, Toshi and the Mayor, you guys can relive this one. It'll be great.
That's gonna be a cool group name, Toshi and the Mayor.
Toshi and the Mayor, yeah, on tour. I like it. And of course, I want to thank all of our sponsors and stuff too.
Toshi and the Mayor.
Well, as you mentioned before, it is Halloween, and it's funny to see how some people get into it more than others. And I've been surrounded by a lot of people who get into it more than I do. But I was talking to my wife, and we usually get about 400 trick or treaters at our house in our neighborhood. And every once in a while, we'll have the fire truck will stop in front, and they give out glow sticks to all the kids. So I'm not sure if that's on deck or not this year, but that's always kind of a fun thing. A funny thing that used to happen in town, you remember Ernie Bellwood?
Very well.
Bellwood's Furniture, great guy, great business and everything. He had this wild idea to have a video camera of all the kids who would come trick-or-treating at his house. And I think he had Chuck Smith do that. And so it would stream live on our local cable TV. How hometown is that? Isn't that great? Anyway, so me being the news guy I was, I thought, that's a great story. We should do a story on that this coming year. So right before Halloween, we put a story in the paper about how great it was and how many kids were there. The whole neighborhood got upset. They said, now you know how many more kids we're going to have in our neighborhood? You know how much more this is going to cost us? I actually had people say, you should pay for our candy this year. And one person protested, and they passed out business cards instead of candy for the kids that year, which, you know, I think that might be soaping or toilet papering.
I think my wife's listening right now. I'd like to get a message across. I don't believe we've bought any candy yet.
So oh, really?
Get out there on it.
What's your address again, Pat? Well,
oh, shh.
Yeah. I know where it is. I know where it is for sure. So, you know, it's always fun, though. This town's a great trick-or-treat town. It's funny to watch how people do get into it more than others. And I think this year's an up year. I always wondered, though, too, having the election right after Halloween with all these political signs out there. You just know something's going to happen to some of them, I'm pretty sure. And then people will complain about that. But anyway, I think what we're going to do is we're going to keep moving right along here, Pat. I think we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And then when we come back, we'll have Toshi from Connie's to talk about Trivia Night and all good things that are going on around there. So we'll see you after the break.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
We're here for a good time.
Well, welcome back to the Noon Live Radio Hour with all of its fun, especially on Halloween. What could possibly go wrong today? And that's not really a segue, Toshi, but it is kind of a segue into things probably go wrong at Trivia Night, too. I want to give you, first of all, a shout-out. I'm not a Trivia Night kind of guy. I went a couple weeks ago, and guess what? The team of Pat, David, and your wife?
Christy
won. We owned it. In fact, at halftime, we were way ahead, and we just kind of coasted into a victory. So that was kind of
well, cool. That was a byproduct. Again, you called yourselves Team Catman Dave that night. And it is worth mentioning it's the only time that that team has won. So maybe you are the brainchild that, you know, we need to see a little bit more often taking part of it. Hello, Sandpoint. I'm Toshi from Connie's. Want to say thank you to David and Pat for the opportunity to be here and share a little time with you. Additional honor to be sitting with Mayor Jeremy Grimm. So, again, I really appreciate it. Very kind of you to make this opportunity possible.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for all you do, too. You know, we got a chance to talk a little bit about Trivia Night and all that. And you're also the manager at Connie's, too, right? You're doing a lot of that.
Yeah, to their credit, the owners that bought and took over the place a few years ago, Chris and Lars, have been exceptional. I was personally just looking to relocate to a ski community, so I was looking at a few areas. And they offered me the opportunity to build kind of an entertainment schedule within their lounge. And so as a byproduct, we've added, you know, an activity most every night of the week. And trivia has been landing on Wednesdays traditionally. We moved it to Thursdays in the summer because we have a concert series with local idol Benny Baker, who plays, you know, most often. And then now that that's closed up, we'll be moving trivia back to Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock. It's an amazing time for sure.
Yeah. And how many teams do you usually have? I have my one perspective, the one snapshot the night I went, but how's that going?
Well, so it's really definitely been taking off and growing in the last several weeks. Definitely seen exponential growth, and the beauty of it is the repeat teams, right? So it's people that are coming back and making it part of their weekly routine, just because it simply ends up being quite a bit of fun. So the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've had in excess of 50 players, 45 to 50 players per week, and it's really starting to fill up the one room within the lounge to where we're going to add the second room to it and really start to invite more and more people to have a great time.
Well, that is, and it's a lot of fun, too. Mayor, you ought to try it sometime.
You know, my Wednesday nights are usually occupied with a council meeting, but I'm curious, do you have like a Sandpoint history night? Can we have a subcategory here of just Sandpoint history?
Well, again, I like to play to all audiences and create opportunities for everybody. So even if you have something on Wednesday night, maybe you enjoy playing cribbage and that gives you a reason to come out and hang out with us on Thursday night. Or maybe you're a fan of live music, so we bring that in on Fridays and Saturday nights. We try to give a unique, you know, reason to be at Connie's, and sure, and kind of we're working towards the same prospects of what you're looking to do, and it's about community building, and it's about bringing people together and you know, finding things where we align and we have common goals and interests, and it ends up being a little fun.
And you know, you might think about it, Mayor, food and alcohol, you might want to think about that for your meetings too. That might spice things up a little bit.
You know, I'm open to anything to get more public engagement, so
not my work.
Yeah, but I'd love to get some local Sandpoint trivia in there too. You could filter in some of the questions.
You know, it's funny, so Toshi spends, I'm gonna guess, a lot of time. These are such funny, odd, off-ball questions that even if you thought you knew something about a certain topic, he takes you down this path, and all of a sudden, he throws in little keywords to it. And it's just, I mean, it's really...
The final question each round is the context question, which is really, you got to makes you think.
Yeah. Tell us about that, the context question a little bit, because that's, there's always the final. And you buy into this thing, too, Mayor. So all of a sudden, you bet on how much you think you know on this topic, and then he, you know, does all sorts of magic to that, and you have more points, and it's a horse race. Halftime, you kind of know where you are, and then you have to maybe bet more to kind of raise it up, and
nice.
Yeah, it's all cool. So tell us about how you put that together. How do you put a trivia?
Yeah, the first inspiration I look for is there's 10 topics per night, 5 questions per category, and I try to look for a category name that gives me a little bit of a range to be playful. So, you know, for example, one time I did a category that was called side dishes, and half the questions were about things like mashed potatoes and couscous. The other half of the questions were about like celebrity affairs, you know, things that just give kind of a broader range. And then I've learned that I have to frame up the questions in a way to where the answer has to be specific so that there's no variance at the tables and there's no sort of objection. Oh, well, don't you think this answer should also be considered? So I become very careful in my articulations. And then there was a game I played with my family growing up called Balderdash, where it was about trying to create definitions that would get people to guess your incorrect answer as being correct. So after I framed up a question, then I try to, when the multiple choice options come to play, I try to frame them up with answers that maybe you'll guess instead of the correct answer. And I feel if you guessed the incorrect answer, I won that round. So Pat was mentioning the context clue, and that is with the fifth question in every category, and like you said, that's the biddable question that becomes a little bit more sensitive to the game. I always give a context clue before we go into the question. So just to bring it into a subgenre, let's say the category is sports, I'll say MVPs of the Super Bowl. So now you know we're looking at a small subcategory, and then you can kind of decide how much you want to bid on that particular, you know, that particular question. And then I try to be unbelievably clever with both the context clue and the question so that at the end you're like, okay, that was smart and funny. That was a good time. So I think that's something that's missing a little bit from like your Jeopardy format. Those guys are just a little bit too stiff, and ours is kind of a combination between trivia and variety show.
And a comedy show on top of it as well.
How very kind of you to say.
Oh,
thank you.
No, it's true. It was a lot of fun that way. So it's growing. And that's what you want, of course. What's your ideal number of players? I mean, you want to pack the place, I'm sure, because you're serving drinks and
well, absolutely. Problems, so. Too much is a better problem than not enough, right? Sure. And so, you know, if we're getting 45 to 50 consistently now, and I look at the size and scope of the room, I think that like 75 to 80 would just be money, you know, right. And all through the winter, just coming out and everybody joyously laughing and connecting, meeting other people. The teams are all fun. And we get a range of ages, too. We get these young kids who they're lost on all the boomer questions. And so then to help them out, I'll ask things about like the Marvel comic universe, and the boomers are like, what?
Maddie from Cincinnati. Shout out.
Exactly right. Yeah. No, it is fun, too. Not knowing what I was getting myself into, it was so high above my expectations. It truly was. And your heart and soul's in it, too. But you're also your comedy and your connections, your story about L.A., you know, some of the stars you've known, just that kind of fun, maybe a disc jockey type thing going on, a PA type thing, a master ceremonies all mixed into one. It's pretty cool.
I've been fortunate, right? Yeah. You know, everybody has experiences in life, and luckily enough for me, there's been enough things that have been like, wow, you know, what do they say? The Chinese say, may you live in interesting times, and they put that sweater on me, so.
Good. So how does yoga fit into this? I'm kind of confused.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I additionally to being the lounge manager over at Connie's, I have been teaching hot yoga just right across the street from the studio, really, at the Sandpoint Hot Yoga Studio for a while. And, you know, it's not – yoga is not something you do as far as a get-rich-quick scheme. It's something you do for connection. I really love just starting the morning, helping people to get themselves in a better place of mind so that when they go out into the day, I feel like I'm releasing an army of positivity into the world, you know? So, yeah, I've been doing that for years within my life, and about a year at the studio across the street. Big shout-out to Carrie and the owner there. She's amazing. Such a beautiful person. And it's another opportunity for me to, again, as a newer person into Sandpoint, really do some community building and learn people from this area.
Right. And as you look over to your left there, the mayor knows everybody in town has at least two jobs, maybe three, four.
I think I have three.
I think you have at least two I know about, Jeremy, maybe one or more, two more.
Well, we appreciate the hard work, obviously. Yeah.
Well, that's funny because yoga is a unique study. It truly is. When I moved to Billings, Montana from here, my daughter was a sophomore in high school, going into her junior year. So I knew she thought that was Siberia, you know, the end of the world. Gosh, you better do something. So I told her we'd always have a Friday or Saturday date. Whatever you want to do, we'll make it happen. So she got into yoga, and she was into yoga here before she moved there. So lo and behold, here's this old guy going into the yoga classes at first, and then hot yoga for a while. And then I was doing NCAA soccer refereeing, and I was the only one, there's 24 in the pool from Seattle over Northwest, who never missed an assignment. And they did a little story on me, and I told them it was my yoga practice by keeping my hips open, by keeping all that stuff, preemptive stuff.
You're very bendy.
Yeah.
Like Phoebe from Friends, you're very bendy.
He's talking about my flexibility here, yeah.
Well, it's nice that you guys have that type of relationship. And I'm definitely not going to, you know, I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. I started doing it when I was playing tennis in my early 30s. And I just noticed that it changed the stiffness that I would generally have in the middle of the night, you know, trying to get water in the middle of the night. I would always be kind of like, why does the body stiffen up? And after integrating yoga for 6-8 months, you definitely start to notice that the body's just a little bit more fluid, and it definitely is a benefit to the practice.
And it's probably good for you. I'm going to guess you have wacko hours at Connie's. I'm just going to guess.
Well, you know, it's a small town, so it's predictable. You know, small towns shut down a little bit earlier than the city. So Connie's is nice. I usually roll in around 3 o'clock, and at the very latest, I'm there till 11. Most of the times I can get out between 10:15, 10:30, and in the time in between, it's a joyful moment, yeah.
Yeah. And then do you find yourself relaxing then with your practice of yoga? I mean, is that a relaxing part of your day?
Well, I'm a dog enthusiast. Oh. So, you know, I have a dog, and I always have had dogs. And so my true, like, kind of meditation is walking my dog and just getting that cycle going. And, you know, whatever mood I'm in before I start my dog walk, I always know how I'm going to feel
right
45 minutes later when we're rolling back to the house. So,
right.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to a guy who would tell you that we're a mountain town. We're a ski town. We're a mountain kind of town. But there's also opportunities here for attracting different types of folks that way, too, because there's a really good industry base here as well. You were looking for mountains, you were looking for out of the big city, I gather that. Has Sandpoint fit into your lifestyle? Is it a good fit?
Well, again, I mean, this is where you talk about providence, right? I mean, I was close to taking a job in Salt Lake City, and I was sitting on the lake when I got a call from Lars, and he offered me a position that I couldn't refuse, right. You know, just a beautiful opportunity. And then I've been here for about two years now, and absolutely 1,000% exceeded expectation. Beautiful community, beautiful heart, beautiful history, and a lot of kindness. So, yeah, I couldn't be happier. I'll be here for a little while.
Well, you put it out there. I'm glad you get it back that way, too, Toshi. Great talking to you today, and we look forward to having you back sometime, too. And we'll see you at Trivia Night one of these times.
So
and
Thursday Trivia is the final one tonight.
Yeah, moving to Wednesday night, starting next week, tonight if you want. Appreciate it very much. Have a beautiful day, David.
So tonight's Thursday, and then it moves.
The final Thursday, and then next week goes
next
to
week, starting next week.
Starting in November, it moves. Okay.
Well, yeah, again, to Wednesday.
Good. Well, good, again, great seeing you. You're welcome back anytime. We'll talk again. But coming up next, we have the mayor. And we'll take a quick break, and then Jeremy Grimm will tell us about 1% and maybe more. Who knows?
All right.
See you after the break.
This is Justin Dick with 113 Main. We are finally open for lunch and dinner. New fall menu including pistachio-crusted chicken salad, brisket burger, Tunisian ahi sandwich, and homemade pastas. We also have new crafted cocktails and a new fall wine list as the weather cools. Call us to make a reservation or visit us at 113mainsandpoint.com. 113 Main, amazing experiences and big hospitality in the best small town in America.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's Wet and Wild live radio show. We're having all sorts of fun today. It was fun meeting Toshi and getting him on the air that way. And I'm really looking forward to having our mayor here. I've known Jeremy for quite a few years. He's a recovering Rotarian. He's been busy with all sorts of stuff. And now he's mayor of our city of Sandpoint. And I think, I hope this is accurate, but you saw things before you ran for mayor that needed to be addressed. And now I guess it's your time to start addressing things, and here we go.
Yeah, it's been a privilege. You know, I'm going on, I've gotten through 10 months now, and just thank everyone for the support. So far it's been, you know, really pleasurable in the sense that I kind of had a vision of what I wanted to address, and working with the council and the public, we've gotten a lot of those things knocked off. We got our citizen committees up and running. We're working on the wastewater treatment plant. We're working on the land use and zoning, and trying to wrap up the James Russell indoor facility that should happen in November. And then we can just focus on, you know, meat and potato, basic things that, you know, the government should be doing. Water, sewer, roads, that's sort of my focus is let's do the basics and let the private sector do the rest.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it seems like the 1% tax that is now expiring has done a pretty good job of what some of the problems, addressing some things going on here. Is that true? Or?
Yeah. Okay. So the 1%, we don't currently have one in place. We did have one that sunset a few years ago that went to pay for the improvements at War Memorial Field or Barlow Stadium. And that was super successful. Without it, we wouldn't have the you know, AstroTurf and the new grandstands. That tax was in place for a number of years and generated almost $7 million and effectively paid for those improvements down there. And it took a lot of community buy-in and support. What we have ahead of us on November 5th is another proposal for the same tax. It's a 1% sales tax on retail sales, and it's proposed to be dedicated strictly for the improvements of our roads, our sidewalks, and our alleys and our pathways. And the reason we're bringing this forward is, without going to all the details, the cities, you know, like any household, we've got income and we've got expenses. And the sad reality is, at the end of the budget cycle, we just don't have enough money to fix the roads. That's just a fact. It's a reality.
And there's a substantial gap. Wasn't there a study made about if to bring all the roads up to even normal, you know, use? You had a study done. There's been a study done. Yeah. And I think you're using that as your base because there's a big gap between there and that number. And there's only a couple ways to get there, right? I mean, there's either you tax, property tax people, or you 1%, or you find another way to do that, because with the current budgeting system, you never would get there.
Right, right. So, yes, the first thing is in 2019, the city did a pavement assessment. So we hired a contractor to come in. They have a laser on the back of a truck, and they actually go over every section of road, measuring it with a laser. And what we found out in that assessment, no surprise to anyone who's been on our roads, is that about 60% of our roads are far below national standards in a poor or very poor category. And when you look at the cost to rebuild or rehabilitate a road, it's ridiculously expensive. $1.5 million per mile, per lane mile. And we've got about 100 lane miles in town. So one of the real problems is many of our roads were built when you know, construction practices weren't as sophisticated as they are today. So many of our roads are literally gravel sitting on the 300 feet of clay that Sandpoint is the top of, and then some asphalt. And as we all know, when freeze-thaw in the spring and fall, those roads expand, and basically they're sinking into the clay. So when we look at the city budget, we have about $500,000 a year out of our general fund that we've been dedicating to roads. That $500,000 paired up with, we have a lodging tax for people staying in town, still doesn't equate to enough money to do much of anything for our roads. So in my position, the question is, you got maybe $1 million. Do you put a new, 2 inches of asphalt on a road that's been improperly constructed and watch it sink into the mud? Or do you maybe rebuild with base rock and fabric and stormwater and curb, maybe a block? And that's really the choice we have. And if we go with that latter option of building it right,
one block at a time,
we've got over $60 million of road improvements that are needed to bring us just to the national standard for what most towns have. So, we're in a real pickle, and there's really no solution. The city can't advocate for or against a local option tax, but what I would put out to folks is that the unique thing about this tax is we've looked at the numbers from when it was in place before for the War Memorial Field. field. And what we've seen is in the months of June, July, August, and September, those tax collections increased by about 40%. So we know that something's happening in the summertime, and our spending in the town goes up. And you and I both know what that is. It's the visitors to our community. Right. So this is a unique situation where the people who come and visit and utilize our resources and our infrastructure actually can be contributing to, fixing that and keeping it up. Right. So that's the biggest thing I think the public needs to know is if this tax is put in place, it's not Sandpoint residents who will be paying for all of this. It will actually be north of 40% of the revenue will come from people outside the community paying it.
Right. Well, and nobody likes taxes. Nobody likes that at all. But this one seems to me, at least, to make more sense because, again, these people aren't using our resources all year long. They're not taking. They're here to go to the City Beach and, hit Safeway for lunch and whatever else, bringing stuff down, hitting the restaurants, hitting whatever, or going up to Schweitzer, hitting, again, a Super One or whatever, and heading up the mountain that way, too. So it's a kind of a painless tax. I mean, people do shop here. I mean, the 1% is 1%, no matter how you slice that.
Right.
But it looks like Ponderé is going through the same thing, too. So, and I'm not so sure anybody that I know of, anyway, would compare some shop 1% between, Sandpoint and Ponderé. So I assume, knock on wood, that both of these probably would pass. So there is no, it's equal that way for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it flushes out. The big thing about the local option tax, it's not just 50%. It's one of these statutes in the Idaho Code. It requires 60% to approve it for it to pass. So if you're familiar with the Ponderé local option tax, I believe that passed by one vote.
One vote. Yeah.
The city's gone through this a few times. Some of them have been rejected by the public. But what I've found is that if you can narrow what the money's going to be spent on and you can actually show, the proof's in the pudding,
sure.
We're going to collect this revenue, we're going to dedicate it to this source, and in this case, it's our streets, our alleys, our sidewalks, then there's this trust that's built. They did what they said they were going to
do. Sure, the show and tell part of it, for
right.
sure. Yeah,
right.
And it's interesting to watch, too. There's nobody in Sandpoint that would say our roads are great.
Oh, our roads are horrible.
But you're talking about the standards. There's a certain standard there. And is there only like one or two roads in the city that meet those standards now?
It's less than 10%. And those are the ones that we've been total rebuilds of those roads. Terribly expensive. So, you could go down the rabbit hole and say, are we going to just continue plodding along and doing a half a block or a block per year? If you carry that forward, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that these roads are not going to improve themselves.
Sure.
And, honestly, if we look 5 years into the future without additional funding, they're going to get worse. I don't know if we'll have to actually, grind them and go back to like a gravel, mag chloride road that actually at least drains properly. But, it's one of these challenges when you're the mayor or on the city council, you look at your budget, just like a household, what can you take in, what can you spend, and what do you need to do with that? Okay. And it's, unfortunately, the biggest challenge with the city is our costs go up like anyone else. For instance, our health insurance we provide for our employees, that went up 23% this year. Now, state statute limits how much we can raise taxes to 3% per year. So we've got a inflationary environment where taxes can only go up 3% or our budget. And then we've got this, true cost of operating a city going up 20 or 30%. Okay. And, it's just a downward spiral. So we're bringing this to the voters. If it passes, that's a solution. If it doesn't pass, we're going to go out and ask them why. What else would they like to see? Do they have any other bright ideas of how we fix our roads?
Right.
But this is a once and for all. For 25 years, let's have a dedicated funding source to address our roads.
And what's the math on that? If you're going by tax receipts this past year, how much would that raise?
You know, so the state does not release those tax receipts to us. What we have to do is look back to 2021, the last time we had this in place. And at that point, it was generating about $1.5 million a year. There's obviously been a lot of growth in the local economy and inflation. So, you know, looking out, if you assume maybe 2% growth in the economy, this tax could be bringing in upwards of $2.5 million. And again, looking at the backlog for our roads, that's pushing almost $60 million. So what do we do?
Well, it's funny, we keep talking about the road part of it, but there's other not so sexy things that are really important too. The water treatment facility, for example, right?
Yeah, the sewer plant. That's another big one we're working on. I mean, you know, local government is not really sexy. I'm focused on sewer, water, and roads. And having a staff.
The big three, right?
Yeah, I mean, that, and fire and police come in right there too. But when your toilet doesn't flush or your water doesn't turn on, we've got a lot of needs, a lot of challenges. All the other ones can be addressed through budgets and through revenue sources. The roads is the one gap that the city has where we don't have a dedicated funding source for our roads.
Right. So the vote is Tuesday. I imagine people are already voting right now, though, too.
Yeah, I've you know, heard some feedback from folks. Early voting is on. So if you have questions, you can go to the City of Sandpoint website. There's a, under the news link, there's a 1% local option tax fact sheet. Kind of explains what this is and where it's going. Or you can call City Hall, and I'm happy to speak with anyone about questions on this very important option tax that is being put out to the voters.
Well, Mayor, thank you for that, and thanks for your time today, too. I always learn, and I've talked to you a couple times now on different things, but I always learn when I talk to you, and the passion's there, and you're dedicated to make things change, and you didn't run just to kind of sit on somebody's laurels, or you're making things happen. So
yeah, we're working on it. Yeah. It's a huge privilege, and just try to get better every day and do things better.
Well, good. Well, continued good luck, and again, let's see how it turns out on Tuesday. That way, and we'll move forward from there, won't we?
All right. Well, thanks so much, David. Appreciate it, and y'all have a great Halloween.
Thank you very much. And we'll take a break now, and when we come back, we'll be talking about all things about the rusty trunk. So we'll see you after the break.
Hi, I'm Mark Sauter. I've served as your state representative in Boise for the last 2 years. I'm running for re-election on November 5th. When I campaigned, I promised to support our district. This year, I successfully ran 5 bills, from water rights to schools to elections. All were signed by the governor. These bills all help our district. We must continue to improve our health care and educational systems. I'm asking for your vote. Allow me to use my experience and efforts so I may continue to responsibly represent our area.
Remember to vote for Mark Sauter on November 5th in a general election.
Hi, I'm Senator Jim Risch. Ranked choice voting is a solution looking for a problem. Idaho's current system is fair, it's secure, it's transparent, and accountable, just like voting should be. Ranked choice voting is none of these. For over 100 years, Idahoans have come together to form political parties and choose one of their members to run against a person chosen from each of the other political parties. That's fair and has worked well. Let's not try to fix what isn't broken. I hope you'll join me in voting no on Proposition 1.
Paid for by the Idaho Republican Party.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
It's time to gear up for the NFL season. The new season brings new styles on NFLShop.com. Take your game day style to the next level with jerseys from all 32 teams, including new styles to 2024 and rookie jerseys. Head over to NFL Shop today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
These days, it feels like utter chaos. Law and order under attack, rigged elections, and entrenched politicians who've overstayed their welcome. Here in Idaho, things got worse after party bosses closed our primaries to solidify their power. These party bosses shut out 275,000 taxpayers, including thousands of our veterans, from voting in elections they pay for. That's not conservative. That's corrupt. We can take the power back by supporting Prop 1. Prop 1 helps fix things by letting all Idaho citizens vote in primaries again. Prop 1 puts the power over our elections back in the hands of Idaho voters, not political insiders. If you're a conservative who believes in giving power back to the people, join Republicans across the state, from former governors to precinct committeemen, in supporting Prop 1. To see the full endorsement list, visit gopforprop1.com. Vote yes on Prop 1, paid for by Idahoans for Open Primaries.
Well, welcome back to the last section of the Noon Live Radio Hour, and it goes by so quickly, it truly does, but you know, it's raining outside, so there's probably no other place I'd rather be right now. But to wrap up the show today, we've got Julia Kern, and if you don't know about the Rusty Trunk, you should, because it's right on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry, too. And I'm looking across the way here, and she's got so much information going on, so, well, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thanks, David, for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
It's been our second time. I'm getting repeats. Holy smokes.
I know. You're already getting repeats. You must be doing something right.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but it's touch and go every
no,
week.
No, you're doing a great job.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Rusty Trunk. I know that Bonner's Ferry is fairly new for you.
Yeah, we're not quite a year. Bonner's doing great. We have a new big sign, if you haven't seen it when you're driving in. I always worry about, it's like, can people see us? Can people see us? It was an orange building. You would think they'd be able to see us. It's the old Carter Country building. But I put up this huge 16-by-4-foot sign, and you cannot miss it now. Either way, it says Antique Mall. And if you don't know what that is, then I don't know what else to tell you. You know,
how else can you have them stop?
I know. I was like, it's
free,
almost like
free ice cream or something.
Exactly.
Maybe.
We'll hug your babies for you. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff going on. We have something kind of different. Both stores are doing this.
Oh, it's really political. We're trying to stay out of politics here, but go ahead and tell us what you have going on.
Okay, so we are staying out of politics too. In fact, our ad says, do you want to know who we're voting for? And we pause and we go, you, our customers are your number one. So, but we are doing something really, we are encouraging you to go to vote. We're nonpartisan, but we want you to go vote because we believe in that. So if you come and show us, I voted sticker. We never give this. We've never given 24% off. And somebody said, well, why 24? Because it's 2024. So 24% off one single item. So I say jump start your holiday shopping and come get something or something you've been looking at in there. Yeah. You're getting 24% off. And the only other time we've ever given any more than 10% is on my birthday, is the 20th of March. And so I always give it 20% off.
Oh, I thought it'd be sweet 16 at that point.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm way over 16. Anyway, so 24% off November 1st through the 7th.
Okay.
So you get to hold over, you know, if you voted early, I hope you saved your stickers because we really believe it's important.
Well, I like that idea. Why not? Make something positive out of the whole thing.
Yeah, make something positive. You know, we're going to live here no matter what happens. So, you know, 24% off. It'll give you encouragement.
I was knocking on wood, but there's no wood here. But yeah. I like the spirit. I truly do. What else is going on somewhere?
Well, we have a new website up. It's up, but it's in the progress. I guess it's missing some pictures and stuff. But I'm going to give everybody the new website. Then how to get there? It's the Rusty Trunk. No, I just said it wrong. I think it's Rusty Trunk Stores. It's no the. Sorry about that. Rusty Trunk Stores, because we have more than one.
Yes.
.com. RustyTrunkStores.com.
That's the magic of radio, too. So half of our people are driving right now.
Yes.
And they're going to say, they're going to find you. If they do Rusty Trunk, Google it, they're going to find you.
Yes, we just, you know, there's some weird stuff out there. So if there's something, if it sends you to something else that is not us, please don't blame us for it.
Have you checked that out? Is there something else going on?
No, but I've had a few things happen with my Gypsy Girl estate sales. So we won't talk about those.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So be careful out there is what you're saying.
Be careful. And it's not my fault if you find something you don't want to be watching.
And so on this website, are you going to have items or are you just going to have mostly information about
it? Information. And then I guess there's going to be a blog coming out and like little video clips. I know that on our Facebook page that we actually have live video clips that come on. I don't do Facebook personally because I would probably get like really jealous of somebody's, you know, cat or what they're getting eating out at. And right. I'd feel like, all they do is work, right. You know, so I don't do Facebook, but everybody else does. And my staff that do the Facebook page, Angela Hand, she's fantastic. And I've got, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you know Dwayne Parsons. Do you know Dwayne Parsons?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. He has hooked up with us and we have him coming a couple playing piano. Up in Bonner's Ferry. I'll give those that when I come back to visit you next time. Perfect. I'm going to give all those dates, but Dwayne Parsons is going to be coming to our store and up to the Bonner's Ferry store on our late night shopping things in December. So it's really cool.
So be careful how you word that, though, because he is an antique himself. So I'd be careful.
He's
about
vintage.
How you, vintage.
He is very vintage. We won't put him in the antique. He was over for dinner last night, so I hope he's not listening to this as I'm telling him he's like antique or vintage.
Oh, he'll know.
He'll know. He'll totally know. And Claudia, his wife, is so sweet.
Wonderful.
She'll just elbow him. Anyway.
So are you having fun with it? I mean, has this been
a blast. Good. We're totally having a blast. You know, and it's always just a work in progress. The Bonner's Ferry store is totally different. What we did up in Bonner's Ferry store, though, is that I went in and I said, okay, it was becoming like a racetrack. People like going in this circle and they were walking by each booth really, really fast. And so how can I slow them down? So I blocked off one of the ways to go around. And you have to kind of go in to those two little booths and then you come out and then you have to go around the wall now and you have to go all the way around to the other side where you would have been going right through. Right. And then you have to go, it's so much more fun.
Right.
And I created like 8 new spots. So we have some spots available. Some have been taken already, new spots, but we have some spots available. So if you're interested in doing this kind of thing, being a vendor in our malls.
So it's by consignment then?
It's vendor mall. So each person rents a space out.
Okay.
So that's available. But the Bonner's Ferry store only, let me repeat, Bonner's Ferry store only, we are going to now start taking consignments.
Okay.
And the consignments will be, we want to look at them or have a picture of them first before you bring your big armoire down.
Right.
And you'll have 60 days to sell it. And it'll be a 50-50 split. It's basically a consignment part. But we have a little bit of area to start doing that. We had a lot of people up there wanting to know that.
Good. Well, so and that's important that I guess each store has its own identity a bit that way too.
Yeah, it's they're both different, but they're both so much fun. And as always, if you go into one store and you take a picture of this little sheet that's on, you know, ask Tanner up at the Bonner's Ferry store or ask Jan down here at the Pondery store. If you take a picture of it and you show it to the opposite store, you will get 10% off. Yeah.
Well, okay, so.
It's not the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
But 10% off. But the other thing is you can keep it on your phone and you can use it all the time.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
So every time you come in, you want 10% off, show them your picture of the opposite store's little piece of paper.
Right.
You will get 10% off.
Well, I think you're finding a way through all this, aren't you?
Yeah.
When I envisioned when you were talking about having the pathway through the store, I had this Disneyland vision, you know, where there used to be a straight line to all these rides. Now they go back and forth, back and forth, back
exactly.
and forth. But on your back and forth, they're finding unique things they would have walked right past.
Oh, so many unique things. And it changes daily.
Yeah.
These vendors are bringing in things all the time. And I bring stuff into my booth. And I brought in something 2 days ago and it sold yesterday. And I'm just like, my gosh, I didn't even have a tag on it yet. We're redoing my booth at the store. And somebody was digging through the boxes I brought in. I thought that was hilarious. but new things come in every day. And people have things that are gift quality. I mean, I always think about people who are concerned about the environment. You need to shop our store.
Right.
If you are fiscally conservative, you need to shop our store.
Sure.
You know, we really try to reach every market. In fact, we made a thing in my family. We've all decided that we're buying from the stores this year. And there are people who are artists and, yeah. you know, sculptors. We have art, we have gifts, we have things that are obviously antiques and, you know, vintage.
Sure.
But a lot of the millennials like the vintage thing.
Right.
This
That's
is where
the ultimate
come.
In shopping local, isn't it?
If you it think is.
About it. So
it is.
Nobody's manufacturing anything. There's no leftover stuff around the world in China or whatever else. It's already been produced. It's being recycled
into new something new. And the other thing about shopping local is your money stays here. Yeah. You don't have to pay for shipping. You don't have to go very far, so you save on gas. Yep. In fact, I'm going to leave you a little sneak peek. We're not having Black Friday. We're having Green Friday.
Green Friday, okay.
Yeah, it's save your money. Shop local. Shop, you know, save gas. And we're going to have something special going on.
Well, Julie, I think we both would agree, too, that shopping local makes so much sense on all levels. It,
yeah.
it truly does. And
yeah.
and they get a nice smile when they work with you guys versus Amazon. I don't think you get half of a smile or whatever
yeah,
the logo
is.
Yeah,
you get a like a little, not, it's quirky.
Not quite sure what that is, really. But,
but people, we know people. These people come in and we know you.
Yeah.
We start to know you and I'm like, hey, welcome back.
Yeah. Well, and that's the way you are. And I know that's how it flows in both stores for you, too.
Definitely. So.
Well, good. Well, happy holidays, I guess we can say now. We're getting close to it. I mean, we're in November.
Can you believe it?
No.
Halloween tonight.
No.
What are you going as?
I'm going as staying home and giving out lots of candy is what I'm going as. So,
was in curlers and a beauty shop's cape yesterday.
Well, thanks again, and we'll catch up to you soon, and we'll see all of you next week.
Thank you.
Have a good week. Take care.
KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 97.1, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.